Tzav Aziras Os Chav Zayin. I feel like Hashem sends us pieces that I'm supposed to leave alone when we don't have so much time. So there's no handout. There's nothing to add to what the Rebbe says here. I hope I would have had the seichel to leave it alone on my own and not try to enhance it or explain it. It's self-explanatory. This is one of the pieces in the Sefer that I think is, first of all, it's one of the most autobiographical pieces. It's one of the most behind the scenes peeks at the Rebbe's inner world. He talks very openly and honestly about a struggle that he has, which is a very holy struggle, as you'll see. And the Rebbe writes as follows: Os Chav Zayin, on page Shin Mem Gimel. Im Bria Yivra Ish Yisrael Mikirbo. Kedusha Asher Ba Es HaKadosh Yisrael Yekadesh. Os Kol Asiyosav Af Asher Yivde Milibo Lasas L'Shem Hashem L'Sha Zo L'Guf Kedusha Yishav. When a Jewish person decides to reveal something that's inside of himself, to create something inside of himself using the Kedusha Asher Ba Es HaKadosh Yisrael Yekadish, using the inherent Kedusha with which he has been endowed. So he decides, I want to look inside myself. I know I have a neshama. I know I'm filled with Kedusha. I want to do something for the Rabbana Shalom. I want to tap into that inherent Kedusha. Sometimes he's able, if he wants to tap into that, he's able to do something as kol asiyosa, then all of his activities, all of his behaviors. Now look, this is the key line. Af asher yivde milibo lasos l'shem Hashem. Even that which is asher yivde milibo. What does that mean?
That
what?
Escapes
his heart. No, not escapes his heart. Asher bada milibo. That he initiated on his own. Right? Self-created. Now it's a little bit of a dangerous piece because the Rebbe's going to say you can create new ways to serve Hashem. That's what he said. Sometimes, though, if a person is looking into his etzem kedusha, he's tapping into the deep recesses of his soul. He's able, afasher yivda milibo, even that which he made up. Even the, it's not right. Sometimes bada has a very negative connotation. Like it says that Yerovam ben Nevat decided to make his own holiday. He wasn't into Tishrei, so he made Asher Bada Milibo. He made up his own Yom Tov in Cheshvan. It means to create in a almost falsified kind of way. So here says the Rebbe, but when a person is tapping into the Kedusha of his own being, then even the self-initiated, even the self-created service of Hashem, L'sha'azu L'guf Kedusha Yishavu, becomes something which is actually holy. You can create your own Kedusha. And sometimes it's in very unusual ways, as the Rebbe is about to describe. Gam gufo mi gufo yartiach yitoses gam yiskadash. To the point that the thing that you're going to do is going to, again, to fill the person with this energy of Kedusha, and the very thing that you're doing is a holy act. Why? Because it's coming from the deep recesses of the Jewish soul. Why is the Rebbe describing this? Because of a personal experience that he had in 1929. 1929, we know from other indications that that's when this piece was around. Exact day, we don't know. The Rebbe says, what was the avoda asher bada milibi that I created? I was by a chinuch sefer Torah. A new sefer Torah was being brought even to the Rebbe's base medrash. And he said, all of a sudden, I was very nispal, my heart was captivated, I felt a surge of energy in Kedusha when I decided to do a somersault as they were bringing in the Sefer Torah. The Rebbe decided, I want to do a somersault in front of the Sefer Torah. V'lama zeh richafu kol kach atzmosai. And why was it that I started to tremble? Richafu was to quiver, to tremble. Why was I shaking? Why was I so energized? Kishra'isi mi'oz es hamakum, when I saw the spot, asher bo er kodav es hapech, where I would dance and I would flip for the Torah. V'chol gufi nizdazeya, and my entire body started to shake with excitement, with nervousness, right? Would this be a covenant for the Torah if I do a backflip in front of the Sefer Torah? Somersault, hishapchus, if I would flip in front of the Sefer Torah, right? Now the Rebbe says, and he's going to let us in on the debate that took place inside of his own mind. So understand, the Rebbe was a very chashuv person. The Rebbe was not a clown. The Rebbe was not an acrobat. He wasn't trained in these things. But he felt, I want to do something wild for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he felt a surge of Kedusha that even this thing, which is not based on any source, it's not based on any Inyan, but he felt, I want to do something wild for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because I feel that this is a unique opportunity to do something special for Hashem. Harbe Palmim, the bottom paragraph, Chukas Ha'ish Yisrael Mislakachas Bo Harbe Yosir Matzavo Mitrasu Me'avodasa. Many times a Jew has an inner yearning or a longing that something flares up inside of him that he wants to do something that is really somewhat beyond what's called for in that situation. It's beyond his level of learning. It's beyond his avoda. It's not really shayachtim is what he's saying. And yet you feel, but I want to do it. I feel I should do it. I'm not sure why I feel that I should do it, but I want to do this. Va'omer mi ten li eiza asiya gedola v'charifa v'asenu l'shem Hashem. And a person says, if only I would have an opportunity to do something really strong, charif, really sharp. I want to do something strong, something big for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Libo nofel b'kirbo. Immediately afterwards, what happens is Yetzer Hara comes to him and he becomes a bit despondent and depressed because he says, now all of a sudden I'm doing backflips. How about I just get the minion on time? How about I just be kovei yitim l'Torah? How about I work on my shmiras hanayim? How about I stop speaking lashon hara? How about I'm more respectful of my parents and grandparents? And why is this my avodah? Who said this is my avodah? Do backflips in front of the Sefer Torah. Libo nofel b'kirbo, a person feels all of a sudden, as he has this yearning and longing to do something wild, something special for Hashem. Ma torasi, u'ma kol avodasi. What am I doing? What am I talking about? I'm doing backflips in front of the Sefer Torah. Somersaults in front of the Sefer Torah. Gam nafshi lo tisba meh. Rav etzem ha-toar u'mekor, turn the page, ha-kedusha. Gam b'shal she'in chukosom mislakachas limshu nafsho b'poel. La'asiyah harifa me'ein mesiras nefesh mishokek. He says to himself, I'm not even meeting the normal quota. And I don't know why that I think this is going to be something that Hashem cares about. And yet, he says, even in those moments where he doesn't have a feeling that he'd be prepared to be Moser Nefesh, but he has a strong desire to do something that's Te'in Mesiras Nefesh. I want to do something different. I want to do something where it's really an expression of my commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, a form of Mesiras Nefesh. It's a Me'ein Mesiras Nefesh. There's a longing to do something. Again, even if he says, again, even B'shasha Ein Shu Kasa Mislakachas Limsur Nafshu Rupoel, even if he's not prepared to give up his life at that moment for God, but he wants to do something where he feels that there's an element of self-sacrifice. I want to do something special for Hashem. Where it's clear that I'm going above and beyond myself, even though I don't even meet my regular responsibilities. But I want to do something above and beyond for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Me eating at the biyadi asiyah, if there's only something would come my way that I could do. Shall call upon him lesha ekor es libi mi libi, goofy mi goofy, atzmi me atzmi, heilach lasha. If only I could have a moment, if only for a moment, to what? To detach my heart from my heart, my body from my body, my essence from my essence, and to go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's a yearning for self-transcendence. I want to be bigger than myself. For a moment. Ah, says the Yitzhar, but you're not even as big as yourself. So why are you trying to be bigger than yourself? But I wanna detach, I wanna lift myself above. That my heart should be above my heart, my body should be above my body, my soul should be above it, my soul. I wanna lift myself up straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishishchalti lahachin atzmi la'asiyum v'achinuch. So now as the moment arrived to do the somersault to the Sefer Torah. As the moment drew close, as I was grappling with this idea, and the moment when I'd actually perform the somersault in front of the Sefer Torah was becoming more and more real, more evident, he said, again, the flames of my yearning were taking hold of my very being. Halo shasimcha kedusha v'nora me'ein zo. Efshar achasi b'chol chayai. To have such an experience, to do such a thing, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Rabbi says. To be by a chinuch sefer Torah, and to do something, and to have this feeling, I have to do this, he's saying to me, I have to do this. What could I do in this moment? I have to capture this moment in a unique way. Maybe I should just dance with all of my strength. Says the Rabbi Tov, that would be good. My soul will not be satisfied. It has to be something more. I feel I have to do something, something new. A new creation, a new type of avodah for Hashem. Something wild, something that goes totally beyond what would be expected from one of the most respected rebbes of his time. Certainly in Poland. But to dance with all my heart and all my soul, that wouldn't be sufficient. That's not the asiya gadola, harifa, that's not the sharp, the strong, right? The intense thing that would be fitting for such an elevated, once-in-a-lifetime moment. It's not enough to just dance. I need to do something more. Va'omer, and therefore I said to myself once again, es hapech ka'osam ha'nivzim v'ha'shvelim ha'masbatlim b'simchas adonayim l'chvodah. And therefore I'm going to do a somersault. Like what? Like the nivzim ha'shvelim. Like the simple people, right? Like the jokesters. I'm a distinguished person. I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a leader of thousands. And yet the Rebbe said, I'm going to do something that you would expect to see from someone who's what? Who's bazoi. A person who's lowly, who's simplistic. A person who's mevatel himself to rejoice before his master. Well, guess what? I'm going to be mevatel myself and rejoice before my master, the Ribono Shel Olam. But of course the Satan immediately responded, poking fun at me, rebuking me, right, to be moaned at, like Rashi says, just had it in Parshas Para. At Parshas Para, right, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Rashi uses the Lashon that the Umas Olam are moaning at Yisrael, they make fun of the Jewish people. What is the ridiculous thing, Para? Para is a Tameyim, Metame is a Tahorim. It's a weird thing, Para. They make fun of the Chok. So the Satan comes, he says, and rebukes me, and makes fun of me. The Sultan says, what are you doing, Rebbe? What are you doing? Maha avoda zos lach. What are you talking about? First of all, this is not shayach for you. It's beneath your dignity to do such a thing. And second of all, why do you think this is like even a thing? Who told you that doing a backflip is like a holy thing? What are you talking about? Maha avoda zos lach. Ma tam yeshva. What's the reason for this? It's unnecessary. Uma ichbas leila kadosh baruch hu tishapech olam. You think Hashem cares if you do a somersault? Where do you look up Hilchos somersaulting before the Sefer Torah? It's in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's in Hilchos Kriyas Torah. Where do you? What? There's a minog. There's a minog in some Sefer. It's what? Because when we finish the Torah, when you get to Leinei Kol Yisrael, you go back to Bereishis, so it comes full circle. So you need to do a somersault. The Satan says, and the Yitzhar says, what are you talking about? Ve'efshar yadzik libri uscha ulamei chushecha. You can hurt yourself. You get injured. What are you doing? Make a fool out of yourself. What do you think you're crazy? What are you? It's not kavod Torah. It's not a holy act. There's no reason to do so. You could hurt yourself. That's what the Eitz Har says. We mentioned the other day that story of Gadol Eisner in Auschwitz. How he got those Jews out of bed and he told them to pretend it was a Shabbos afternoon and to go for a walk, right? So Gud Eisner, it was his yard site this past week. So I once saw on one of his Sfarim, Sefer called Mesilas God. He said, the Yetzirah will often come to a person and tell a person, this is not like a big deal. So he has such a good technique. He says, so you say to the Yetzirah, if it's not a big deal, why are you talking about it so much? Like, why are you bothering me about it so much? If it's not a big deal, so then you probably don't care if I do it. Why are you telling me not to do the somersault? Like, why are you trying so hard to stop me from doing the somersault? Ah, maybe because it's mamish a big inyan to do the somersault. Maybe it's a level of kedusha that I couldn't attain by following any halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe this is a me'ein mesiras nefesh. Maybe this is like a bi'akivas of my whole life. I've been waiting to make a sacrifice for Hashem. Maybe this is my moment. Right? Maybe this is my shah achas lefnei avori. So why are you bothering me? Say to Yitzhar, if it's not a big deal, so then why do you keep trying to stop me from doing it? You usually go after big things. So maybe it is a big deal. Yitzhar came to the Rebbe and said to him, what are you doing? There's no Indian to do a somersault. Who says Hashem cares if you do a somersault? You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to look like a fool. Says the Rebbe, Oz minahamas libi shagati. I roared from the depths of my soul. I cried out from my heart, Yigar Hashem b'cha ha-satan. Hashem should rebuke you, Satan. Pasuk in the Zechariah, Parak Gimel. Right? He chased away the Satan. The Rebbe said, leave me alone. This is what I want to do for Hashem. Lo eis lachshov cheshbonos ata. It's not a time to make cheshbonos. It's not a time to make precise calculations. Hasha gedola yechido d'chuka. The time is now. The moment has arrived. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's a big moment, and if I don't act immediately, it's going to pass, and I know I'm going to regret it. The Rebbe says, I have to do this. I want to do something of a Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. I want to risk getting injured for Hashem. I want to risk looking like a fool for Hashem. Right? Something inside me tells me I have to do this. The cave in Shabbat, Bibriusi, Tefachadeni, Uvizioni, Tesapkeni, Matsasi Eifasasia Harifa Shachi Pasti, Umeata Ani Michlat Umiskadish La. Says the Rebbe back to the Yitzhara, the very fact that this is something that I'm afraid for my health, and I'm scared, I'm unsure for my disgrace, for my embarrassment. Well, the very fact that I'm so scared, that I'm so unsure, apparently this is the thing that I've been searching for. This is the Mesiras Nefesh. The fact that it is dangerous, the fact that it is emotionally and physically threatening to me. The Rebbe says, this must be the special thing, my contribution to Hashem, that I've been searching for. And therefore I decided, with absolute confidence and absolute certainty, that I'm going to do it. Umid oz asiya had yoto zu asher milibi badisi niskachli nisyakra befanai. And he says, from the moment that this original idea, again, Asher Bada Milibi, Milibi Badisi, I made this up, and yet I feel such an energy, maybe more so than the things that are on the books, from this desire to serve Hashem in this crazy way. And I feel totally bottled to it. I can't get the idea out of my head. I have to do this. And when I begin to think about this act that I'm going to perform, this simplistic act, right, to do this somersault, take off kidmua nishmasi umachshava ke'im misiras nefesh bihivira. I feel like I'm about to give my life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe is describing that I can't put into words the intensity of the feeling. From the moment I decided that I'm going to do this, the intensity with which I feel this avoda, the kedusha that I feel through this avoda, it's unbelievable. Lo es hapchas pshuta v'isi kvar b'dimyoni. As the time goes on, he says, as I prepare myself for this moment, I don't see it as a simple somersault anymore. It's become such a big thing in my mind. Rake'ein mizbeach hayam mavik le'enai. I feel like there's an altar, mizbeach, before me. And I'm about to offer myself as a korban to Hashem in this somersault. I'm about to make the ultimate sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamakam asher bo b'shas chinuch sefer Torah na'avor. That spot, when I look at that spot where the Torah is going to pass by this chinuch sefer Torah, hakol niskadish v'kol le'ish bo eres hislakeach. I see the flames of this mizbeach, of the offering that I'm going to make for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'damito seis ve'einai zolgos demaos. My blood is boiling, is flowing. My eyes are streaming with tears. You would think he's like about to literally die, al-Kiddush Hashem, to make the ultimate sacrifice that a Jew is about to make. He says, because I'm telling you, this avoda, I feel that this is the ultimate avoda that I may ever perform, the once in a lifetime experience, to dance and to flip in front of the Sefer Torah. So now, of course, again, the Rebbe goes back and forth. But I need to. Why? How does this work? Why do I feel this way? What is it about this thing that I feel again such a surge of kedusha? Why is my body shaking from this? Why do I feel energized from head to toe?
that I feel a sanctity. Imlo al yidei tapa pei shin mem hei nitzotzos hatovim Hashem yikvar binis kapsu. It must be that there are sparks of holiness inside of me. Let's go back to the first line of the piece. How did he begin? Imbriya yivra ha'ish Yisrael mikirbo kedusha asher ba es hakadosh Yisrael yikadesh. When a Jewish person reveals from within himself his inherent holiness, with which he desires to serve HaKadosh Baruch. So the Rebbe says, I'm tapping into something that's always been there and has been lying dormant for a long time. And I'm gathering those sparks of holiness and I'm expressing it in a way that's unique to me. If you remember, we learned in Osiyot and Osiyot Beis about the importance of uniqueness in Avodas Hashem, individuality in Avodas Hashem, having your Chiddush, having your Chelek in Torah, something identifiable, leaving your mark on the world, Osiyot Beis, what would the world look like without the Baal Shem Tov? For those who remember the piece, the little piece, Osiyot Beis. So he said, I have all these sparks inside me, I have all this Kedush inside of me. And now it's been gathered, va'ata nivru, and now it's a moment for what? For it to emerge. Now I'm going to display that inner sanctity that's always been there. Asher gam ha'pachos mi'Yisrael zochalem. And I might not be anyone so great, but even the lowest of Jew has these holy sparks inside of himself. So the Rebbe, again, in his self-effacing kind of way, says, I'm nothing special, but I have to believe. I have to believe that there's Kedusha inside of me. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the intensity of that Kedusha. And how happy I was to find in the commentary of the Eitz Yosef on the Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah, Shemevi mimeforesh echad, Shedavid HaMelech yisapech lefnei Aron HaKodesh. We know what it says in the Navi, that David was also rebuked. I'm sure some of you have been thinking this since we started the piece. David was also rebuked by his wife for dancing wildly in front of the Aron Hashem. The Rebbe says, I found in the commentary of the Eitz Yosef, famous commentary on the Medrash, he says that he brings B'Shem Perish Echad, that David HaMelech also did somersaults. He wasn't just dancing wildly. David HaMelech also, I was happy, I rejoiced when I found that David HaMelech did the same. But guess what? The Rebbe didn't do it because he saw this vart in the Eitz Yosef. The Rebbe didn't say, well, if David HaMelech did it, then I should do it. No, the Rebbe found this inside of himself. Asher Bodem Elibi. He decided on his own, I want to do a somersault for Hashem. And he felt the energy, he felt the Kedusha, and you know what? However, he did it. You can only imagine what that scene must have looked like. He didn't tell anyone he was going to do it. He didn't say on the sign, come watch the Rebbe do somersaults. All of a sudden, the Rebbe ran in front of the Torah and did a somersault in front of the Sefer Torah. A backflip in front of the Sefer Torah. You can only imagine the look on the Hasidim who were gathered around when they saw their Rebbe doing such a wild thing. So listen to what he writes in the second to last paragraph. This was after he did it. The Efshir Misiatzmi. Maybe I deceived myself. Again, the Yetzirah, even after he did it, kept coming back and saying, come on, Rebbe, you sure it was such a holy act? You're making it out to be like your greatest accomplishment. Even the Yetzirah says, even I'll admit you have other accomplishments which are, you know, more noteworthy than the somersault. The Efshir Misiatzmi. Umi Yarev Lisha Sisi Zos Be'emes Niskatcha Be'osasha. He says, maybe I've deceived myself. Who could be the guarantor? Mi ye'eravli. Who could be the guarantor for me that what I did was truly an act of sanctity? Who says? V'lo shira chazon libi haya. Maybe it was my own dimyonos. Right? Who says it was a holy act? Ani yekartia. Maybe I was the one who made it honorable in my own mind. V'ani orarti es atzmi. Because I didn't do the backflip and then all of a sudden, you know, I heard Hashem start speaking to me. I didn't become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh afterwards. I didn't see any, you know, I didn't hear Baskel come out and say, you know, because that's Rebbe's mezuman lo olam haba. Nothing happened. I did a flip in front of the Aron, in front of the Torah. V'haruach Hashem kim'at ha'isi batuach bo shiyazgala li. And the ruach, the spirit that I would have expected to come over me at that moment, after fulfilling this, you know, this ultimate mesiras nefesh for Hashem, I was still the same person afterwards. It didn't change the world. I didn't hear a heavenly voice saying, "Great job." But don't have self doubt even afterwards. Sometimes a person accomplishes a great thing, and B'shas Maisa, he thought it was great. And then afterwards, the Yitzhahara wants you what? To do what our Masechta, Masechta's Kedushin, refers to as being Toa al Rishonos, to regret the good things that you did, and to have them erased from the record. The Yitzhahara comes and tells the person, nah, it wasn't as great as you think. If it really was, why didn't you change so much? Why haven't you been totally transformed by it? It was falsified Kedusha, it was your own ego. It was your own Narishkeit. Gamzeh petuyeh ha-yetzaharahu. Listapik v'lichfor b'masharom argishim b'kodesh. It's also the Yitzhahara trying to get you to regret the good thing that you did. Don't allow the Yitzhahara to question or to deny that which you experienced. You can't deny your own experience. How could one who's alive, this is a beautiful line, how could one who's alive, or one who feels chiyus and knows what it is, how could such a person deny that which he so clearly feels inside of himself? Now there is one shaila you might have on this, but we don't have time to do it in 2 minutes, even though I want to do it. But I'm not going to raise the shaila. If you have a shaila, great. If you don't, also fine. I think there's one very strong question one could ask on this. But I don't want to raise the question and not answer, because then the Ravid's going to yell at me. The Ravid yelled at the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva for pointing out that Bechira, right, that free will and God's omniscience is impossible to understand. So the Rabbi says, so why don't like get people to think about it? Better they should just serve God with innocence. Okay? And the Rabbi was a big mekubal. I don't want to start up with the Rabbi. I don't want to raise a question and not give an answer. Okay? There is, I think, a strong question. But this reminds me of the piece that we learned right at the beginning of the semester. Some of you were just joining us then. You remember I showed you that letter from that Bachar learning in Eretz Yisrael to Moshe Wolfson Shlita, where he said, what is Chassidus? And he said to him, what is Chassidus? I don't know what Chassidus is. I can't tell you. I can't define what Chassidus is. If you asked me what is life, I wouldn't be able to tell you what life is. But I feel life. But I feel it. And when you're feeling it, and you know it, you know it. You can't deny that which you know to be true. Maybe you're tricking yourself. You can't deny, says the Rebbe, that which you know to be true. A person who's alive, who feels life, can't deny what he knows to be true. That which is ba'alil, which is absolutely clear to him. The fact that Bekir Bochai. So the Sultan can come with all his questions, right, and all of his doubts, and all of his denial. But the Rebbe says, I know what I felt. I felt Kedusha. How do you know it's real Kedusha? I know it is, because I felt it. And I'm positive it is. I'm positive it is. I am kol shosh and eskar v'al chinoch lo ergashti es or shchinasu yes barach. He says, the more I did it, the closer I got to it, the more I was involved in it, the more I felt it. I felt it in my mind, I felt it in my heart, I felt it in my entire body. I know what I experienced. More and more. But im lo bishvil zeh achlatati lirani nasadon olam ki amarti be'is asher ha'anochi yashali yismoted v'atzmosa yispora ulenitzot miziv ha'kodosh Yisrael asher yimalenu yischalef. He says, I was filled at that moment. He said, they sang Adon Olam when they were bringing out the Torah. So he said, at that moment when I decided to sing Adon Olam in front of the Sefer Torah, at the moment that my whole being was exploding, he says, right? So you can't deny what I experienced. Gam l'chol ha'olam yiziv kodesho yizrom v'nitzas mi'or ya'ir. And the whole world was filled with that flow of energy at that moment. And the whole world has the potential, like he said at the top of the column, right? That everyone has these nitzotzos inside. It's just a question of gathering those sparks, pulling them together, creating a nuclear bomb of Kedusha, and letting it explode, and letting it go off, not being scared of what could happen. He says, to allow yourself to find that inner that inner spark, that inner holiness, to allow it to reach its, you know, fill and to spill over onto the whole world. That's what he's saying here. Gam l'chol ha'ol miziv kodesho yizrom, to flow. L'chol ha'ol miziv kodesho yizrom v'nitzas mi'or ya'ir. The whole world is being filled again with this kedusha, and it's up to us to gather it in and then to use it, to believe that we can feel it, we can tap into it. Final paragraph. That which I had hoped for, that which I was so sure would happen, that much, he says, lo zachisi. Betach es atzmi eini makir. V'ad kama sheyodea ani es erki hanamuch od gasas haruach bi v'al harbe yosim atzavi kivisi. Aval as asher hergashti, hergashti. He said, I wanted, I expected, I hoped, I was sure certain things would change, a certain lowliness with which I assess myself, a certain gasas haruach. Gasas haruach sometimes means like gaiva, but here it means gas haruach. Gas means like gross, as opposed to refined. Right? A certain lack of refinement to my soul. I thought I'd finally shatter with this, you know, with this somersault. Right? I was hoping for so much more than I am. And that's how he started. He said, sometimes a person has a desire to do something that's not lefi his matzav, and not lefi his level of Torah, and not lefi his avoda, and yet he wants to do it, and he feels he can do it. And the Rebbe says, I would have liked to have been transformed by this. Right? The things that I thought for sure, this could be the breakthrough moment for me. He says, that it wasn't. My life wasn't completely changed in terms of how I saw myself with my physical senses. Avas asher, hirgashti, hirgashti. But what I tasted in that moment, I'm not going to let the Yitzhara take away from me. I experienced something that was very holy, that was very elevated. I tapped into the inner Kedusha, and I gathered those inner sparks that the Kadosh Baruch Hu invested in me. Ki gam es asher yivda apachus mi Yisrael lasos la'ashem, l'sha miskadesh. Because even with the lowest of Jew, with his own creation, not even something that he saw, not even trying to mimic something that he saw a holy tzaddik do, but when a Jew decides on his own, asher badami libo, again, which could be so destructive, as we see in the Navi, that Yeravam ben Nevat did terrible things, he created his own, but when a Jew knows, when he knows, when he could sign off on himself, when he said, mi ya'aravli, who could be my guarantor? No one. The answer is no one. Only you can. Only you can look inside yourself, identify that Kedusha, come up with that creative way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, allow your body to be fully energized by that holiness that you're about to reveal, that's been waiting to be revealed, and then you do it. And don't let the Yitzhara tell you otherwise after it's over. What you experience, you experience. Ki eich yuchal achai la'achas asher ba'alil b'kir bochai. How could a person who's alive, who knows that sometimes it's years later you'll start to deny it? What you thought was such a great, you know, moment, Shana Aleph, is like, I was just a stupid kid, I didn't, whatever. It was like, asher badam ilibi, I made the whole thing up. It was just, I was with my friends, so, you know, we made it into a matzah, but it wasn't really an act of Kedusha. Who says that Hashem wanted that? Where does it say you're supposed to do that? But if you felt it, then you know what it is. That's what the Rebbe says. You can't deny that which your own senses feel. So Mir Hashem, we should have the courage. It's very honest. It's a beautiful piece. It's honest. It's raw. It's heartfelt. It's poetic. It's energetic. It's mechazek us. It shows that even the Rebbe had his own self-doubts about his own self-initiated avoda. But to believe that again, at the end of the day, like the first line said, that there's a kedusha sharba es hakadosh yisrael yikadesh. There's an inner sanctity that every Jew has. And like he said on page Shin Mem Hei, gather those sparks and allow it to be born into the world. Okay, Shkayim.